I'll never find the words, my love, to tell you how I feel, my love. Mere words could not explain. Precious love, you held my life with
me. And Blondin are having a little slow dance.
Slow session.
By the way, happy birthday on the 12th of November.
Thank you, darling.
That's Blondin's birthday. Anyway, Paddy Cullivan is frontman, you probably know this, of the Late Late Show house band, the Camembert Quartet, and he's also Liveline Funny Friday regular. He's a big Soul fan, I didn't know this until I met him the other day, and a lifelong fan of who other than the Stylistics, and he told me where it all began.
Funny enough, the dance revolution of the early 90s in Dublin was where we heard all these samples and sampled music, so... Having grown up on a diet of white music, we started researching and going back into this black
diet
music.
Diet of that white music.
Well, basically,
can you say that on air?
You can. Yeah. Radio One still has a diet of white music. The late night stuff. It's either Leonard Cohen or Bob Dylan.
Both of them.
Take your pick.
Both of them are brutal.
Miserable stuff.
How did you ever get that award?
Musically miserable. Musically.
We'll drift off the Stylistics just for a bit. Yeah. But do you think he deserved that award, the Nobel Prize for Literature? Do you think it should have been given to somebody who writes songs?
I think. Dylan was a poet, all right, definitely, but also so was Phil Lynott. You know, we can go down the road of poets who release books of poetry, but or musicians who release books of poetry. I think that it's well deserved because, let's be honest, I'm never going to read those Chinese novels that win it the rest of the time.
But that's not the point. I mean, do you think that somebody who writes songs,
kind of is the point,
regardless of how meaningful they might be, deserves an award for literature?
I think the issue a lot of people are having is, are we going to turn everything into literature then? Because I could turn around and say Life on Mars by David Bowie is a brilliant poem as well. Does that not get to be put in there? Seamus Heaney's poems, I would know more Dylan songs than I would know Seamus Heaney poems, even though he's a winner. So it's a hard one to quantify.
So will Adele get one next year? For moaning about all the fellas that's left her and the one she stalked?
She'd better not, because that way Trump will definitely become president. And we have definitely turned into idiocracy. You know.
Well, should he get one? Trump for delivering speeches.
Possibly for world peace.
To read all the,
if he's elected, if Trump's elected, he'll be friends with Russia, which means he should win the Nobel Peace Prize. It'll be the first time ever.
I think the chances of the man being elected now are slimmer and slimmer. That said, I did put a little bet on him the other day.
Interesting.
I couldn't resist it. 15-8. It was worth it.
But see, anything could happen. That's the issue. In the next few days, it really is like watching a soap opera.
It is. Anyway, back to the point at hand. So back in the day, you were listening to a lot of white music. And then what?
Well, what happened was the dance revolution came along of the late 80s, early 90s. We all went to college. And following on from that came a thing called the acid jazz revolution. So all of us who were in bands or playing music or being arty in Dublin at the time. So bands like Jamiroquai came along and stuff like that, who were kind of redoing soul in a certain way. And then we would hear samples of things like the Stylistics, and we would go back and try and see where it came from. And we all collected those records avidly. And the first Stylistic record was the one that we all went for. Because in fact, it's regarded as a landmark soul album. So it's basically, it had People Make the World Go Round. Mm. It had 5 hit singles on it. It was more kind of soul for the bedroom, if you know what I mean? Whereas the Stylistics was sweet soul. It was actually given the term sweet soul. They're just very innocent, beautiful love songs. And the funniest thing about them is that they, as the Temptations were waning off doing dance moves and wearing these kind of frilly blue suits, the Stylistics were like a mini revival of
continuing
that.
Continuing it on, in fact, yeah.
Yeah, and so they might have been deemed unhip, but that first album was not unhip. That first album was regarded by everybody in the world as being important. And then in the 90s, it got a huge revival again, and People Make the World Go Round because it has these concerned lyrics, like the buses are on strike and that they're not collecting the trash. It's just like Ireland Today, actually. And so that kind of social concern thing was great. I think what we forgot then was the great ballads of the Stylistics that were all big hits and kind of like reached number 2 and 3 in the charts in America. They were massive. And that high falsetto sound of Russell Tompkins Jr. Tom Bell, who produced the first 3 records, he basically thought this is unique. And in fact, the Stylistics, even though they should be a 5-piece vocal band, he made him the centrepiece of the whole sound, really. And they would come in then at the end of the song or for the choruses and really beef it up. But he had this weird way of
producing. But they weren't just ooh-ah people in the background either.
Oh no, they were all monster singers. Yeah. I mean, that's the difference. If you don't mind me saying, like, our own boy bands that we produce in this country, they may do the dance moves and they may do all of that stuff, but unfortunately there's other skills.
I won't
that
mention any names, but as Louis Walsh has said famously in the past, some of the mics aren't even switched on.
Yes, I know, but that was not an issue for the stylistics.
Well, I can't sing either. Can you sing?
Well, yes, I can. I'm in a band and I can actually sing. You know,
you can play.
These things are qualified. these are qualified things that I think if you're getting a degree in them, you should be able to do. No, but I there was also this sound, effectively it's the Philadelphia sound is what it's called. So in the way that the 60s belonged to Motown, the early 70s belonged to Philadelphia and a place called Sigma Sound Studios and Gamble and Huff and these producers who work with Tom Bell, and they produce huge things like Don't Leave Me This Way, the Delphonics, the OJs, you know, Love Train, things like that. And in fact Hall & Oates came from that city as well and worked with Gamble and Huff. And even when Bowie came over in 75 to record Young Americans, he recorded in Sigma Sound Studios. So enamoured was he of that sound. And the sound is a kind of a big, lush, yet empty sound. I don't know how to describe it. It's a weird thing in that it sounds hugely orchestral, mm-hmm. but there's always a single melody line at the start that mimics the actual chorus line. So you're kind of instantly grabbed by the hook of the tune and then into the verse. And yet it has this lovely sparing feeling as well. I don't know how they did it, but it's a remarkable sound. And that really was the big sound of the early 70s. It ended up being disco, but before that it was much more sophisticated than disco.
Yeah, but you mentioned the big introductions and they were really important, weren't they?
Oh yeah. It's so hard for me today when I think of songwriting today in that I'm not hearing a lot of melodies at all, but these guys knew they had a killer melody, so they would start with it just to grab you into the verse and then you would get that big melody for the chorus again, you know what I mean? So it was hook laden is what I would say.
Say they were one of the smoothest and sweetest soul groups of their era.
I would. I think when they came along, soul was hitting a kind of a. You had Sly and the Family Stone. You had these very kind of dense productions, like Stevie Wonder at the time was getting into synths and all of this type of stuff, and things were getting political and kind of groovy and funky. And these guys came along and they brought back the sweet ballad, or in fact, they kind of really reinvented it.
Now, was it cool to be a Stylistics fan at that time? Do you think? How were you viewed? Did people know, or were you a kind of closet?
I think in the 70s, I think they fitted in with the kind of the new Carpenters fan. Do you know what I mean? The Carpenters fan.
Well, the Carpenters were cool. I like the Carpenters, I have to say.
I know, but you're not cool, Derek. And
no,
neither
I know
am
I'm
I.
Cool,
neither
Derek.
Am
I'm
I.
Not trying
we have
to, be
to
cool.
We have to just be honest with ourselves. Like, if you wanted to be a cool rock fan back then, you know, you're into like Creedence and heavy rock bands and stuff like that, or Led Zeppelin or something. I love Led Zeppelin, but I also love the Carpenters.
Yeah, my brother was AC/DC and Rush, while I would have been Carpenters, Simon and Garfunkel, etc., etc.
Yeah, but I mean, both those things are brilliant. This is the problem. We had these terrible culture wars all through the 70s and 80s and stuff, and now it doesn't matter. You can actually openly say, I like Queen, I like ABBA, and you're not automatically, you know, hung from a yardarm by Sex Pistols fans, you know. So I think it's really important to remember that these musically were amazing things going on. The Osmonds, of course, will never be cool, even though they are crazy horses. But, you know, and Neil Diamond, of course, Neil Diamond bridges all sorts of things, like ultra cool, because Robbie Robertson of the band produced him, and yet he's regarded as the ultimate kind of wedding singer. So it's a strange dichotomy, but definitely the Stylistics were like a kind of a black band that fit into white, easy listening experiences, you know. But I mean, of course, I'm a huge Gilbert and Sullivan, O'Sullivan fan.
Yeah, he was superb, yeah.
You know,
he still is,
but he's actually the Morrissey of his day. His lyrics were kind of very, very interesting, and the music was very, very smooth.
He should have got a Nobel Prize, actually, Gilbert O'Sullivan.
Listen, I'm telling you, I would actually give it to Gilbert over Dylan. Yeah, I really would, too, yeah. Because he also has the music.
Don't wish to hurry you, love, but have you seen the time?
Well, exactly. I think Gilbert's written about seven of the greatest songs ever, and I think he's Ireland's greatest songwriter. So I like adopting him.
Alone Again, Naturally, one of my favourite songs.
An amazing song, mm-hmm. but about very dark themes. Yep. You know what I mean? Nothing rhymed and things like that. And We Will, of course, is, you know, reduces all grown men to tears, you know, to be honest, because it's so about an Irish
but
childhood.
Doesn't it show the quality of a guy who can just sit at a piano and sing a song?
Yeah.
Oh, and
yeah.
Win over millions of fans. And I suppose the contrast to that is somebody, a group like the Stylistics, who will put on a performance on stage.
Oh, yes. I mean, the funny thing is that Stylistics were one man's vision, Tom Bell, but also the performance of Russell and the boys. But I think once he left then, they had issues for a while. But then, you know, they move on to something else. And they're still, you know, they're putting on shows. I mean, they're playing here, which is great. But
yeah.
They have the material. They have the shows. They're doing it.
Yeah, and everybody's doing it. Now, every boy band you see now is pretty much copying what the likes of the Stylistics did back in the day. They're
copying
putting
it.
On a performance. They're standing there, they're dancing, they're doing a few moves.
Yeah.
Take that, I'm thinking of now.
Yeah, yes. There's still no Stylistics.
No, there's still no Stylistics. Now, will you go and see them when they come here?
I will. I think I would go and see them. If it's not on a night I'm gigging, unfortunately, you know. Soul doesn't get a fair shake in Ireland, I'm sorry to say. Even though there's a lot of closet Soul fans out there. Like, I went to Earth, Wind and Fire on June the 28th and there were 6,000 people there.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a quiet audience. It's a shy, they're like shy Tories. You know what I mean? We're shy Tories, but we come out when a great Soul band is here.
Well,
you know?
I made a series for Radio 1, must be over 20-something years ago, called mm-hmm. Mad Fans. And one of the guys I featured in it was a chap called Brian Ward.
Mm-hmm.
And Brian Ward used to be a civil servant here in Ireland, got fed up with the whole lot and decided he was going off to find and follow his dreams in America. Now, I hope someone who knows Brian Ward is listening.
Great.
And can pass on my best to Brian Ward. Brian Ward was a mad fan of Aretha Franklin.
Mm.
Now, he would have given anything to meet Aretha Franklin. Cut a long story short and jump forward, he goes and lives in America, gets a job in this club near 42nd Street, and on his very first day in the club, in the bar, who walked in? Only Aretha Franklin.
No way.
To do a surprise gig that night. Came in for a rehearsal, dripping in diamonds and fur coats, took off the fur coat, was wearing a pink tracksuit underneath it, did the sound check and said, will that do? Put the coat back on and left.
And then ran around Central Park in the pink tracksuit. That's amazing.
An absolute true story.
That's
you,
amazing.
You couldn't make it up.
Yeah, a thing doing the rounds at the moment is actually Aretha playing You Make Me Feel Like a Natural Woman to Carole King, who wrote it.
Yeah.
It's one of those music heirs performances, and she's stunning. She's an amazing piano player, amazing vocalist still to this day, you know. I think if you're into soul, you're into music in a big way.
I suppose at the end of the day, the fact that the Stylistics' music has stood the test of time tells its own story.
Oh, it does. I mean, it tells a story of a time when songs were written beautifully, arranged beautifully, had choruses, verses, middle eights, suspend and relieves, things we don't have in songwriting today. So I just think, go and see the Stylistics because they're magnificent.
Paddy, thank you very much indeed.